KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Hello, this is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic, always accepting new clients here in downtown Redding, California, co-hosting here with Josie Salas-Tynan, owner of KeepMovingWithJosie.com. Josie is a holistic health practitioner, group X instructor, and fitness coach. So, wow, good morning, everyone. It is a beautiful weekend in the North State, which it usually is here. Currently, it's a bit colder in the evenings.
It's a little chilly.
Yeah, and the mornings. It's been, actually right now, it says it's 37 degrees right now here, which I kind of don't mind. It's nice. I like to put on a sweater and...
Fresh and pleasant.
Yeah, fresh and pleasant, for sure. I wanted to say hello, Savannah.
Hello.
I know you're working hard right now to help us with Skyping Josie in, and there might be a little bit of a feedback. So we're going to probably have to make some changes here. But just hang with us for just a little bit, and we're going to go ahead and make it work. So, Josie, how was your week?
It was great. It was pretty busy over there at 1647 Terravel Street. But right now, I'm actually in Sonoma County.
Cool. Where are you at?
I am at the Northwood Golf Course, and I'm next to Bia's Cafe. It's a bakery. There's some great coffees and breads, different Irish breads. This is kind of an Irish bakery, so it's really great.
Cool. How were your workouts this week?
They were really great. I did my first preview to the cardio kickboxing class on Thursday, and that went great. And I'll have my second preview this coming Thursday on February 6th. That should go well. I'm having a lot of, I'm involved with the Golden Gate Moms group, and I have a few ladies coming in already.
Okay. Well, we have a few technical difficulties trying to pull Josie in here. So I'm going to have Savannah go to a little bit of a break, and we'll test things out and get right back to you here at the Positively Healthy Show. Please come on back.
Hey, it's Rachel Lane with KCNR 1460 AM inviting you to join us Sundays at 4 for The Kitchen Sink. It's a show about everything and the kitchen sink. We'll be discussing everything from parenting to science, arts, culture, music, and we'll be highlighting some very important community members right here Sundays at 4 o'clock. Please join us every Sunday 4 to 5 right here on 1460 AM and KCNR1460.com. It's The Kitchen Sink with me, Rachel Lane, on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
Join We the People Radio for 2 hours every Sunday morning here on AM 1460 with Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff. We talk about all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
Yep, every Sunday you get to learn the entire issue from the experts in their field, things that the mainstream media only delivers in sound bites.
This week it's Jim Lacey, author of Taxifornia, Liberals' Laboratory to Bankrupt America. Jim takes on our high-tax, anti-business attitude on We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. We were just in the middle of asking Josie how her week was with her workouts, and so right now while she's trying to clear things up with her computer, we're going to go ahead and talk about mine. So I'll share with you what I've been doing. Right now I've been training with a two-day split because, you know, I said to my coach, as you should tell your coach, you know, what your lifestyle is, I said, I've got 2 days to do strength. That's it. Work with me, brother. Right? And so, and because the reality is I'm busy just like everybody else. Okay. But at the same time, I want to do what I'm supposed to be doing with my fitness regimens. Right? But it's got to fit in my life. It's got to fit in my lifestyle, my schedule. You know, I get to the office, to see patients starting at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then, you know, we're not done until 5 or 6 sometimes. So, you know, in the middle of the day is sort of when I take a break to do my fitness regimen. And I got to put a shout out to my office manager, Tanya. She's been really kicking butt and doing great with her, workouts. She's really hitting it hard. And, she's, you know, walking it. So I really, really want to say thanks to her for her support. And we team up on Tuesday and Thursdays to do strength together. And that is awesome. I love it. So far, this has been, you know, my day. So for day one of the split is, basically doing squats, press and deadlifts. And then, day two doing squats, bench and power cleans. And then Monday and Wednesday, I've been really excited to get back into the spin saddle or do some other metabolic type, maybe CrossFit type WOD, for Monday and Wednesday again with, you know, North State CrossFit. That's where I go. When I do the spin class, sometimes what's great about that is it's a shorter class, which works better with my life and goals. And for also tapping into those certain energy systems that I need to tap into meet my goals. Again, if your goals are to lose weight, control your hormones, and to look better, right, and to perform better like we talked about last week, being on the stair climber or treadmill, you know, for an hour or something at a time isn't really going to accomplish some of those for the most part. So, again, it's those short burst, high intensity exercises and programs that are going to really help you to lose weight and meet your goals. Okay. And we can help, with that at Twins Talk Health. If you have any questions, you can always go to our Facebook page, and just type in Twins Talk Health. And, we can go ahead and answer some of those. You can put your workout on there and tell us what we think or ask us what we think. And we'll go ahead and consult with you there. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people have been sharing on that page about, you know, what they've been doing and, or privately if they're a little bit shy. I have someone that just told me, he knew he was supposed to do some of those workouts. He's been knowing that for maybe a year or so and just, it couldn't really get into it, and then talking with me sort of convinced him, you know, that is what was really going to help him with his goals. Savannah, thank you so much. I don't know if we're connected with Josie yet, but, hey, Josie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I was just going to add, even if you have a heel that you can find, that would be a great place to just start doing sprints.
That's always nice. If there are parks around, definitely here in Reading, we've got a lot of outdoor choices, probably where you're at in the Sunset District in San Francisco. I believe it's the Sunset District and Richmond District. There are a lot of hills out there, which I've been on a lot of walks with you out in that area. And, man, we can really get our heart rate's going there. So, definitely hills are an option. Stairs, are always an option, especially if you work in an office that has stairs. Obviously you want to be careful, but take advantage of those, man. You've got, you know, a few flights of stairs. You can really, really get a good, high intensity, workout in. Today we are going to finish our healthy exercise, healthy nutrition and goal setting, commitments show. In the first part of the show, the second part of the show, we have a great guest coming in, our partners over at Compass Shining Care, to talk about all their events in the month of February. So that'll be fun, and always like talking to them. They've got a great programs over there, and it's always nice to kind of reach out to what's going on in the community and just sort of help out. And if you can get to some of these events, it's always a great thing. So, Josie, so we can fit everything in, let's finish with some tips, and I'll go ahead and go with that since the sound is giving us a little bit of feedback that it might help if I'm talking a little bit. Help with some of the goals, and commitments, and ask about, you know, ask the listeners out there what has been helping them. This is February 1st. It's Saturday. A whole month has gone by since you've, you know, made your commitments, and we want to hear from you at 530-605-4567. What's working for you? What's not working for you? That's what I want to hear about today, with your fitness or health regimens or any goal or commitment that you, you know, decided that you wanted to do at the beginning of the month. So, Let's go ahead and take it down to your, prep work. So, to help with any kind of goal or commitment or, something that you're deciding to really focus on, I believe that prepping for it and making sure that you're, you know, ready, the day before, the week before, something like that is going to really help with you. So again, especially with your nutrition, that's going to make it a lot easier. Sundays are a great day to do that. Do all your shopping, do a lot of your cooking, you know, find the recipes, because, you know, eating good or you don't have to sacrifice taste. You really can find some things, to pull into your recipes that, you know, are going to be healthy, but still taste really good. So, a lot of prep work, going to your stores, finding the good deals and, on the organic food or the, less chemical food, I would say, right? Okay. So that's one thing that can really help you. Number two, trying something new, right? Those are always fun. Accomplishment equals empowerment. So, like conquering a new class, Josie's got, her kickboxing class that just happened. Her first preview was on Thursday. I heard it went well. I'm really excited to hear more later. But she had a really good group of people in there, and that's always a fun one to kick it up a notch and, change some things. If you've been doing the same thing for several weeks now, just throw in something new. That will kind of, give you that sort of extra energy if you're having any type of temptation to not go do something or not move. You'll have, you know, this newfound inspiration to go do, something different, and it's something to look forward to. Maybe you get to hang out with new people, and meet some new people because you're meeting, you know, with a different group. That's always nice. Okay. So make it social. So number three, make it social. Get with your friends. Make sure that the people around you that are supporting you are also involved. I see a lot of people on Facebook doing these, you know, different fun runs. Have you ever done one, Savannah? You know, the like mud runs and the,
no,
like,
not yet.
Neon paint run.
Probably because running is my least favorite thing to do.
Okay. They should do a neon rock climbing.
That'd be awesome.
Day. You would go to that.
But I have been interested in it. I've looked into doing the color run in San Francisco.
I mean, it just looks fun, right?
It looks fun.
You know, so whether you're a runner or not, I mean, you don't have to win it. Just do something new and
I play to win, though.
Okay. Got it. Uh-oh. You better get some good people on your team, too. So anyway, just trying something new, making it social, bringing your friends in and all the people that are supporting you with your health regimen. Okay, so again, dress up. This one's a funny one. Okay. Well, actually, before we finish, let's go to break, and we'll finish up the tips for, you know, staying committed. This is the Positively Healthy Show. Come on back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes. Smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. State. Five-Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five-Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five-Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m., or listen on the web at kcnr1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Welcome back, everybody. This is a fun and exciting and adventurous show. Thank you, Savannah, for helping us out. You know, we were talking about tips for keeping you motivated and committed to your programs. So we're going to go ahead and finish those tips off right now. This one was sort of funny for me. Dress up. So, like, if you're going to the gym, dressing the part doesn't give you, you know, a more effective workout, right? But it could encourage you having a great gym wardrobe. But not just that, you know, making sure that you've got, you know, for women, a great sport bra. And for everybody, a good pair of shoes. If you're trying to do something, you want to make sure that your shoes fit exactly what you're doing. For running, they've got to be some really good running shoes, trail running, street running, that kind of thing. If you're doing, you know, CrossFit workouts and you are just like with strength, you know, your shoes are going to be different for strength than they are for your regular workouts at CrossFit. So even having shoes like that, because you can definitely lift better and lift heavier when you've got your lifting shoes. So all of those can help, you know. Mark your calendar. Scheduling out your workouts is always a great way to either, you know, check them off, like, ooh, I got that one in today, or, you know, making sure that you make it to the class on time or your specific thing that you're doing. You know, so later you can look back and just go, wow, I was really able to get that whole month in. I did something almost every day. That's so exciting. And, you know, you'll have those less guilty moments, right? Not sure where to start? Turn to technology. That's always a great way. There are a plethora of amazing apps right now. Tanya actually turned me on to, I think it's like MyWad. Or something like that, or iWad. I have to look on my phone, and it shows a lot of different. You can actually journal your workouts. You can actually get some ideas for different workouts if you're traveling. That's always a good one. Okay, so next one, words of wisdom. While we can be quick to wear ourselves down, we often forget to boost ourselves up. So relish the feeling of being in control by writing down words of encouragement. A lot of people get little sticky notes and they put them all over the house, or pictures of, you know, some of their goals of, you know, size of jeans they want to fit in or that kind of thing. Those are fun. Something is more than nothing, right? So if you're not able to get in a workout that day or something happened in your life, don't knock yourself down. Just get back up. You remember the routine. It's the next day. You know, get right back on the next day. But also, if for some reason life was crazy that day, or there were some physiological things happening to you that decreased your energy, and all you could do was just a few walks around the block, fine. done. You did it. Great. I'm super happy for you and making sure, you hit the gym that day and didn't work out. It's okay. But also what I always like to try to remember to tell people is if for some reason they've had an injury or you know, something's not right and they can't get that certain workout that day, it's okay to just get dressed and go to the gym. Just keep that habit going. Go say hi to your friends, do something different that's a little bit less intense than what you would have done before, and that will be great. Stay goal-oriented is the last one here, okay? Challenge yourself along with your workout schedule. Mark your calendar with days to reach your certain fitness goals. It's always good with any goal to have, you know, a day. Be very specific. I want this on this day by this time. Okay. Whatever it is to achieve any kind of goal, whether it be, you know, financial goals, buying houses, fitting into a certain pair of jeans, that kind of thing. We also had as part of our 3-part nutrition, Josie, if you're there, I know you've did a lot of research on that. I think we were going to talk about, some 3, Googled, like the hottest Googled ones that you found. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so if you guys can hear me, the 3 that I chose were the kind of things that were in. They're kind of popular at the moment. And one is, of course, the gluten-free diet. The second one is the zone diet, and the third one is the paleo diet. And I know you know a lot about the paleo diet. But those were the 3 that I have to talk about today, and not a lot, just, you know, some of the pros and cons regarding those 3 diets.
Okay, so start with the first one. What were the pros for number 1? And list it again, because I didn't quite hear it.
Okay, so the first one is that gluten-free diet that's kind of popular right now. And some of the pros for a gluten-free diet are, of course, some people actually have a sensitivity and they need to eat gluten-free products. When you actually have to read the labels, and that gives an awareness to the buyer. It leads to a healthier diet, or since I don't like using the word diet, it leads to a healthier way of eating because you're probably eating less processed foods. And then it introduces other grains like quinoa and other higher quality grains. So those are some of the pros to gluten-free. Some of the cons are, there's more fat and sugar in some gluten-free products. So then there could be possible weight gain. Lack of fiber from traditional sources can lead to digestive issues. Another one is possible weight loss and consumption of a nutrient-deficient diet from eliminating too many foods for fear of a negative reaction. So those are some of the cons to a gluten-free diet.
Okay, that's awesome. Well, we're going to get a little bit further here on that, but I wanted to actually mention something that happened this week, and I just found out sort of a public service announcement for those that have a gluten intolerance or they're sensitive to it. Maybe they've got celiacs. If for some reason you have been prescribed, you know, something for your thyroid to help out with your thyroid, like Synthroid, please make sure to check the ingredients. Please make sure to possibly call the manufacturer of that drug and check it out, because I heard this week from somebody that they did just that and they had to get off that drug because there was gluten in it. And you know, possibly the manufacturers don't totally admit to how much or exactly what gluten protein that they're finding, what gluten amino acid they're finding in there. But please check it out, especially for celiacs, the more serious. If for some reason you're still feeling sick, you're like, you think everything's clean. You think you're doing everything, but you're also on, Synthroid or another medication for your thyroid. Please check that out. And that just might be something that could help you this week. Now, again, I'm not saying get off that drug because that would be illegal for me to tell you. But what I'm saying is check it out. Okay. Check it out. Go ask questions. And anyway, that could be a possibility. Okay. Before we get to the next two, we're going to cut to commercial and, please come on back. This is the Positively Healthy Show with Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading. At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Crab season is officially open. Your local community banks are proud to bring you the 27th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 1st. While enjoying all the crab you can eat, you'll have an ocean of fun and help provide shelter and care to local victims of abuse. Tickets are available at 2280 Benton Drive or online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Reading Bank of Commerce, Tri-Counties Bank, North Valley Bank, Cornerstone Community Bank, KIXE-TV, and this radio station. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit ospshasta.org.
Anselmo Vineyards is celebrating Valentine's Day with music and a delicious five-course dinner February 14th and February 15th. Music Friday will be Candice Lavolsi, North Sea's premier harpist. And Saturday, featuring moi, Linda Bott, and Bruce Kalin, Pat Karch, and Rick Hill. For reservations, call 474-5546 or check their website out at anselmovineyards.com. Valentine's Day at Anselmo's, your favorite destination getaway.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and I'm here with Josie Salas-Tynan, my awesome co-host out in San Francisco at a golf course. That's awesome. I wish I was there with you. We're going to go ahead and bring Josie in. She was going over some of the top Googled diets that are out there right now. And we just went over we're just really going over pros and cons if you want to look at those. The first one that we went over was the gluten-free. Number two, what's number two, Jos?
Number two, actually that gluten-free one was by, the information was by coreperformance.com, by the way. And number two is, remember that diet back in the 90s, the Zone diet? So that's the next one. And Barry Sears was the creator of the Zone diet. So the theory behind that one, reviewed by a dietitian, Juliette Kello. She's a registered dietitian. The Zone diet works on the theory that excess insulin, a hormone that helps control our blood sugar levels, makes us fat and keeps us fat. By closely regulating our blood sugar levels and therefore keeping our levels of insulin in a tight zone, the body burns fat more efficiently so that we lose weight. So that's kind of the theory behind the Zone. But some of the pros are, you're eating more fruits and vegetables. It encourages you to cut down on all the junk food, the cakes and the biscuits and the chocolate. And you're eating less fatty foods because you're swapping them over, with the better food, and you're kind of just eating more sensibly. So that's a positive. And the con is that it's kind of a complicated diet. It's very time consuming. There's you kind of have to break out the zone book every time you want to do anything, you know, finding recipes. You have to probably go buy a decent set of measuring scales and spoons, and you're measuring a lot. And also, it has you eat more, whole grains, whole grain, like cereal types. So you kind of got to watch out with some of that stuff, some of that food. And, yeah, you have to watch out with maybe eating some, prepackaged food. I think that's kind of a big con with that diet, eating packaged food.
Okay, let's move on to number three because our guest just showed up and we want to get through a few more minutes of this, okay? So go ahead with number three.
Okay, so the paleo diet is the third one, and you probably know a lot about that one yourself. So the benefits of a paleo diet are you're eating clean, you know, kind of probably more organic fruits and vegetables. Kind of an increased red meat intake. You're feeling fuller with those type of foods. So you're not going to those snacks that maybe you're used to eating, those crackers and chips and all those snacky type foods. Some disadvantages and one particular one that I kind of honed in on was, if you take away foods and nutrients you don't find suitable replacements for, you can create a nutrient imbalance. And I know you kind of probably have a lot to say about that one.
Well, what I would mention to everyone is to go to Rob Wolf's book, The Paleo Solution. That's always, it's a great one to start with. It's basically the original human diet. And so he makes it really easy. It's a great book to, you know, go from A to Z and just see what like your day would be like. And hey, try it out for 30 days. If you're autoimmune disease right now, if you're someone that, you know, is dealing with that, I would definitely say, you know, that's something to look into. But you know, I'm going to finish this out here, Joes. And I just want to say that, I mean, clean food is the best. Yes, I'm a meat eater, not just because I'm a blood type O, but because I believe we need animal protein and the good fat that comes from it. Grass-fed is the best. Just to keep it simple for me, what I just try to do is that. Organic, as clean as I can, raw and cooked greens, veggies and starchy and non-starchy. Other good fats that you can look into for yourself are coconut oil, avocado. Actually, I have a saying, I have three foods that, it's funny, it keeps increasing, but now it's five that I call God's food. Coconut, avocado, blueberries, and breast milk. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4. But, and then I keep thinking of more, but anyway, those are, foods, especially for kids, breast milk, staying hydrated, with good, clean, filtered, alkalized, and oxygenated water. You can get that from the water store. Always good here in Reading. Sleep. I call that food. For adults, it's between 7 to 8 hours a night. There are several ways to achieve that because some people might be looking into, as we've learned, this last month, biphasic and triphasic strategies for sleeping. But as we know, if you've had kids or if you've taken care of kids, the younger you are, the more sleep you require. Also, if you're sick or if you're fighting some sort of infection, you may require more sleep as well. Pregnancy may require more. And then just getting as much oxygen as you can. And as we know, that's basically food for your body because what is the blood carrying throughout your body? Oxygen. So getting exercise and moving as much as you can, whew, that's the best food for you. Okay, so let's keep going here. My guest, so excited to say, from Compass Shining Care, one of our partners here at Positively Healthy. We've got a minute left, but I did want to introduce Joanne McCarley to the show. Hi, Joanne.
Good morning.
And go ahead and just pull your mic up. Okay. And yeah, so you've got a lot of events coming up in February, and we wanted to make sure that you had a voice this month here on the Positively Healthy Show and to let us know what's going on. So why don't you just, since we have to cut to commercial, why don't you just quickly tell us a website that people can go to?
Oh, and thank you for having me.
It's, yes.
Of course, www.shiningcare.org. And all of the information that you'll be hearing about this morning is on there. And also graceplacetehouse.org.
Okay, so all of those are great. We always will have those websites at our Twins Talk Health Facebook page as well. You can go to those for more information. But we'll see you on the flip side. This is the Positively Healthy Show with Dr. Maria Salas and Josie Salas-Tynan. Come on back.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas with Josie Salas-Tynan. And we are here in studio today with Compass Shining Care founder,
yeah,
Joanne McCarley, and excited to have you on because, you know, I think of you as one of my partners with HealthWise Chiropractic and the Positively Healthy Show, and it's always great to check in with you several times a year to see what's going on with you, and you've got a lot of events coming up for February. What's going on, Joanne?
Yes, we do. We're very excited. The first event that I want to share about is it's a big mouthful, but it's action-packed with good things. It's the Elder Financial Exploitation Symposium.
Wow.
See?
You're right.
Yeah. So it's all about our elders' wellness and safety is really everyone's business and equipping professionals to help with this whole thing.
Okay, so that's who your audience is going to be, the
yes,
professionals?
It
okay.
will be bankers, financial planners, CPAs, wealth managers, attorneys, but really, you know, so space is somewhat limited, but if anyone's very interested in this information, we'll be sure to get folks connected.
Okay, so since it's a symposium, to mm-hmm. me, that has a sense of there's going to be a lot of learning involved. There's going to be maybe speakers.
Yes.
What's the format?
We will be having Dr. Patrick Arbour, who is from he's had many awards, and he's the director of the Center for Elderly Suicide Prevention and Grief-Related Services out of San Francisco.
Oh, awesome.
He's an author. He's won the Mental Health and Aging Award for Outstanding Contributions in the Field of Aging.
Mm-hmm.
He's an excellent speaker. We're very excited.
Did he come to one of your open house nights?
He did.
One time? Oh, he is a great speaker.
Yes,
wow.
He's well-known throughout California.
He's so passionate.
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Great man. And we will also be bringing Paul Greenwood, and he's a nationally recognized speaker whose expertise is in the area of elder abuse.
Okay.
He's been a lawyer for over 25 years, and he's the founder of and the head of Elder Abuse Prosecution Unit in San Diego County. And he's also a very good speaker, very knowledgeable, and he's going to be bringing us great information into Shasta County.
Okay.
For our benefit. So,
good.
We're very excited to have him as well. We'll also be having, a panel of experts with local folks.
Yes.
From
good.
Adult Protective Services, law enforcement, Shasta County Mental Health, and there'll be a question and answer section at the end to
good.
Speak specifically to our county's issues as well. And then of course we'll be having our gatekeeper training, from myself, helping to the community recognize when our elders are at risk and giving good tips on how to help prevent these issues from happening.
Okay, so if you've been concerned about, you know, a situation that's been going on that or that you've heard about or that you see it within your own circle of family and friends with elder abuse or that kind of thing, this may be something that you want to go to.
Yes.
What is the date again?
It's February 28th. And it's from 8:30 to 4 p.m.
Wow, that is a symposium.
It is. It's an action-packed day, and we'll, of course, have good food there.
Okay.
And
looks like if you are interested in the gatekeeper program, you're going to be coming out of that symposium with your certificate as a gatekeeper. Okay.
That's correct. And there will be also certificates from the other speakers as well. So
wow.
For folks that need some continuing education units or some certificates to bolster their human resource files, this would be
so is there a cost
thing.
For this?
It's $40 per person, and that okay. includes, you know, your light breakfast foods and lunch.
That is a great cost.
It is.
With some great information, all-day event. You have possibility of getting your continuing education units if you are a person that is in the field that needs that.
Yes.
What type of person that be, like a counselor or a...
Yeah, it's probably more, since it's kind of got a financial... what's the word I'm looking for? Bent to it.
Yeah.
It'd probably be for those folks in the financial world.
For oh,
those
got
things
it.
That they need.
Okay.
But there might be. I know I'm a certified geriatric care manager, uh-huh. and I always need those certificates of attendance.
Sure.
For my continuing ed.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
It just depends on your licensing.
So but. what's the ultimate outcome for Compass Shining Care for having an event like this? It sounds like to me you'll be able to introduce your gatekeeper program
yes.
and for people that may have never heard of it before and are actually attending that event, they can become a gatekeeper right on the spot.
That's right.
Our
mission is to just have seniors be able to remain living safely and happily in their community.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a prevention program.
Okay.
And
okay.
This is all about recognizing early signs and how to quickly intervene without a lot of effort, really. It's just in the normal course of our business and our daily lives, some real good tools for us as community members to make a difference for elders.
Okay, that's great because, you know, with the new format of the show with Josie on now, I'm not going to be having a lot of guests. Josie and I are going to be talking about certain things, but I cannot say no to Compass Shining Care. Not because you guys have directly helped me at this point, but I realized with the help that I've gotten from in different states where my family's at from organizations like yours, it is so important to me to say thank you to you guys for being here and existing. And I know it's hard as a nonprofit. I know it's hard to, you know, get funds in to help people because some of the funds that come in for your organization are to help elders get care, or get actually checked out for free, right?
Right.
To see if, how you can help them.
Right. We're really here to fill in the gaps in mm-hmm. existing services here in Shasta County. And so, you know, we're sort of a grassroots local private nonprofit just trying to help meet the needs with our public and other private nonprofit partners. And there's just a big need out there. And, you know, it's hard to see prevention. But we're all about preventing big
tell me about
problems,
it. I'm a chiropractor.
Right? You understand.
It's hard to show that vision to people of prevention. Yes, for
right.
sure.
And so funding tends to be lacking for those types of programs. So that's what we're here to do is to mobilize and equip our community and provide resources to help seniors stay healthy and happy.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have to cut to commercial here in a few seconds. Before we, on our way back in, actually, Joanne, I want to talk about maybe one instance or give us a story of, you know, how your organization has been able to help, you know, a family or an individual and, you know, take us through the progression of, you know, in a short story of how you were able to do that. I think that will give people some vision. So come on back. This is the Positively Healthy Show.
Realize that this is the greatest country in the history of the planet, and we've overcome many obstacles. We've gone through a civil war, and we healed as a nation. That's a pretty big deal. We saved the world in World War I. Oh, and by the way, we did it again with World War II. Oh, yeah, we did it another time with the Cold War. We got a pretty good track record here in the United States. We're an amazing country.
The Dan Fagan Show, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 on KCNR.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we explore how technology continues to impact our daily lives. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 to learn about the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, along with the breaking news that affects your day-to-day digital life. Boomer Tech Radio, brought to you by Advanced Automotive, safe, reliable car care for their customers and our community. That's Boomer Tech Radio, now noon to 1 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Bug Out Travel Agency, how may I help you? You'd like to bug out of town? Okay, sir. What's your name? Cockroach. Carl Cockroach? And you want to get out of town because you've heard about Redding Spray Service? Yes, sir. I hear they have all you bugs cornered, so to speak. They are experienced and licensed to kill you dead, sir. I have heard Redding Spray Service has the fastest response time and competitive rates. Yes, sir. They also kill ants, spiders, fleas, beetles, rats. Oh, yes, sir. You're in a hurry, Mr. Cockroach. How many in your party? Oh, my. You'll need a group rate, won't you? Okay, I'll have you on the first bus leaving at 3 a.m. Thank you for calling the Bug Out Travel Agency, Mr. Cockroach. Hey, Ethel, call Redding Spray Service at 221-3007. That's 221-3007, and tell them there's a bug bus leaving at 3 a.m. Bug Out Travel Agency, how may I help you?
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Welcome back to the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, Josie Salas-Tynan, my co-host. And today in studio we have Joanne McCarley from Compass Shiny Care, and she's sharing with us all the events for February that they've got going on. And, you know, caregiving is so important, and you've been able to help a lot of people with your organization. Can you tell us a story that sort of stands out for you?
Sure. You know, of course there are many. And the heart of what we do is to, you know, help assess what's needed for each person, and it's very individual. And of course the Gatekeeper program, you know, equips the community to connect those folks to us so that we can get in and figure out what might be preventing their safety that might be putting them at risk. And so, you know, there's so many stories, mm-hmm. but the one that's standing out this morning is we had a referral from a carpet cleaning company, and it was a customer they'd had for many years. And, you know, the last couple of times they went in, they saw some real changes, mm-hmm. In, you know, how the person was dressed, and they noticed that things weren't right in the kitchen. Things weren't clean. Things didn't seem to be going well, and she just seemed very different. So they made the referral, and we were able to connect with her and discover that she had had, many, you know, stroke, and it was very subtle, and no one really knew. And she wasn't even completely aware and was embarrassed and wasn't sure what to do. So we were able to go in, first of all, just honoring her and recognizing, you know, who she is as a person, that even though she may not be able to do everything she used to do, she's still honored. And, you know, build that trust relationship and discover with her some services we could put in place. Often it's getting reconnected with family. We were able to help her reconnect with her family who wanted to be there for her but just didn't know what was going on. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's always the first thing we look to, or, you know, natural supports, we call them, friends, family, neighbors, and free services. And so we were able to, you know, get her connected with Meals on Wheels, and she needed some safety equipment in her home. We got her connected to those services so she could get those things in her house. So, and then, creatively figuring out, you know, some assistance with those activities of daily living that she couldn't really do anymore on her own. Just a little bit of help goes a long way.
Oh, totally. And yeah. What I want to emphasize there too was it's such a non-invasive process, right? It's not like these guys came in and like, you know, made a call, you know what I mean? It was like they helped her, you know, probably for her to call, right?
Yes.
On her own, or a family member to call for her. I mean, that's really how it works. It's very friendly, non-invasive, and just, it's all about her.
That's right. Yeah. And it's purely by their choice. It's just helping them make informed decisions about what do I need now? And, it's very helpful. I think once people understand that, hey, I don't need to be embarrassed and I'm not going to lose my freedom and my dignity. I'm just going to get a little bit of help where I need it. And then, you know, remain independent, really, otherwise.
Which is very important to them.
It is.
Very, very important. Okay, so more events coming up.
Yes.
Because we've got just a few minutes
left. Okay, the next event is actually Saturday, March 8th. And we're working in collaboration with Passages Caregiver Resource Center to do a big cupcake tasting event. That'll be from 1 to 3 p.m. at Grace Place Tea House. And all of the local vendors that make excellent cupcakes will be in competition.
Oh, that's fun.
And so attendees will be able to go through and do the tasting. And there'll be door prizes, and you'll be able to vote on your favorite cupcake. And we'll also have the media folks there competing. TV against radio. And
so that all worked out? You guys were able to work it out?
I think we're moving forward on
okay,
that.
Okay, good.
So it's not completely official yet, so I can't announce who.
But
it'll be really fun because they're big players. I can see that they're gonna, you know, it's gonna be quite a hot competition.
Okay. Good.
So, and then of course we'll be having, Ronald and Marsha, Winbeckler, who are on the Food Network, and they'll be doing cake decorating demonstrations and other fun things throughout the day. And all the proceeds.
Oh, like teaching people how to do
showing,
that. Okay.
And just, you know, even if you don't think you're going to ever try it yourself, it's fun to come and watch.
Sure.
What they do. So, you know, door prizes, just fun things happening all day. And of course, you know, yummy, good cupcakes.
That's sometimes fun, huh? So, you know, I go down to just have some quiet time and some peace to the tea house and go have lunch. And oftentimes I go over there for meetings, and it's always, I call it my, you know, my safe place, my like, my secret hideaway. So, but put Saturday, March 8th on your calendar. That sounds like a really fun event. The fourth annual Cupcakes for Caregivers fundraiser. It's from 1 to 3 here over at the Grace Place Tea House, and that's 1448 Pine Street. A lot of fun that day. So why don't we go ahead and tell them what your website is again? Because we've got 2 minutes left.
Yes, graceplaceteahouse.org.
Okay, perfect.
And shiningcare.org.
Awesome. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to come on to the show today. Anything that we can do to help here, we'll go ahead and post some things on our Twins Talk Health page. Again, this is the Positively Healthy Show, and every month Josie and I will be putting forth a monthly challenge. And you can go to Twins Talk Health to go see what the February challenge is. Everyone did great in January. It was so much fun to hear everyone's comments. And one comment that I got was, hey, that's too easy. Okay, so I heard ya. I'm going to make it a little bit more challenging this month, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So please come on back. Positively Healthy Shows every Saturday from 10 to 11. Get to hear Josie Salas-Tynan and Dr. Maria Salas, and we have lots of fun here. So go to Twins Talk Health on the Facebook page, and please come on back.
Heart is a bloom, shoots up through the stony ground, but there's no room
To KCNR 1460 in Shasta Redding, the community radio of the North State.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. It could be the coldest ever Super Bowl, but otherwise weather conditions should be fine. Tomorrow's the Denver Broncos and Seattle Seahawks square off. The National Weather Service says the temperature at kickoff, Super Bowl 48, expected to be in the 30s. President Obama says his opportunity agenda that he laid out during the State of the Union speech will focus on jobs and prosperity.
These ideas will strengthen the middle class and help more people work their way into the middle class. Some of them will require Congress. But wherever I can take steps to expand opportunity for more families on my own, I will.
Congressman Greg Harper, speaking for the Republicans, said they agree with the president that supporting federally funded research can make for valuable medical advances.
More must be done to prioritize the resources we have for the research we need.
The media may get a little cramped covering the Sochi Olympic Games. Olympic organizers say only six of the nine